Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Just a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Let's get to going here. We got a whole hour to get to. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Seth and I are going to get in some entertainment news a little bit later. Got good stories of the day. Touch on our schedule as well. But we are joined right now by our fantastic friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Got our friend Tom Deary joining us right now. Tom, it's been a while. How you been?
It's been good, James.
Good to hear. Good to hear. We got a lot of stuff we were talking about in our pregame a little bit. We're going to be joined by the Elks Lodge a lot over the next couple of months and everything, talking about some of the cool things you guys got going on. For now, let's dive right into what Special Bingo is. Special Bingo event going on tonight at the Elks Lodge, or coming up at the Elks
coming
Lodge.
Coming up Saturday.
Yeah, I get confused because I'm used to bingo on Wednesdays.
That's right.
And all that. But there's a difference of that bingo and Super Bingo, Tom. What is that difference?
Yes, the difference is... That is our major fundraiser for the Elks now. It used to be the Fish Fry, but obviously, like a lot of volunteer organizations, we don't have the volunteers we used to. Mm-hmm. So we figured in two of these things, we could do what we raised in the 7 weeks of Lent. So that's a much more appealing thing. And honestly, we've actually only been able to get really one that gets off the ground, and that's this one, which is the fall one, whether it's dates or whatever. But yeah. What this is... typical bingo, they play for a certain amount for the games, whatever it is. These are pretty much like that, couple weird different patterns that we play that are fun. And then the cash prizes in those first 20 games are $5,000 that's divvied up between those games. So significant money difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. We also have a lot of raffle baskets and stuff that we're doing. It's $20 to get 25 tickets, and you can drop them in whatever basket you want. A lot of different things going on. The blackout for that day, game 21, the last one that we play, will be played for $500 as the blackout.
Nice.
And yeah, you can purchase tickets at the lodge. We're open for lunch today, so you can stop down and get those tickets then, or Thursday, also open for lunch, or Friday.
Do you need to reserve a spot for this?
You absolutely do need to reserve a spot. It's $5 to reserve your ticket, and that can get used as a food voucher. When you come in, you do need to have that ticket with you in order to gain admittance. Yeah. And then you can buy your packs, and the game packs are running about $50 for 120 on.
That's what I'm seeing, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a good thing, and you can spend as much as you want, or as, well, at least $50.
Yeah. Right, yeah, right. Yeah.
It's a sweet deal. Mm-hmm. It's a really nice deal, and especially we know how popular bingo is and how much people love it, and the strategy people can take into this. This is giving people a little bit more options there with that and a lot more chances to win. I like it.
Yes, this is a big, big thing for them, and it's a fun day for us. We actually extend food service. Usually I cut it off at the beginning of games. We actually will do food service at halftime as well.
Nice.
So there's opportunity to use up those vouchers and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. And I don't want to skate past that $5 ticket can be used towards the purchase of food that day. That's something that you don't have to do. And I think it's so cool. The Elks Lodge does things like this all the time. And it may not seem like a lot, but that $5 can matter. And then adding that to the food, it's being spent still. It's such a cool thing to be added on to this.
Still being used in-house. So, yeah. Doesn't include soda or candy bars or chips. That's not part of what that includes. But if you're buying an order of fries or curds or something like that, it'll save you some money or take care of it completely.
Yeah, got a fantastic menu over there, everybody. So there's something for everybody over there and something to enjoy. Are you going to be doing anything unique for food-wise for this?
I kind of themed it as an Oktoberfest sort of theme menu.
Nice. I knew you were going to do something. I knew it.
So we got pretzels. We got Sauerbraten, which is a German pulled beef sandwich that I got. Pork schnitzel, a few other fun things.
If people want to get these tickets, register, go to the Elks Lodge to do that, Tom?
Yes, go into the Elks Lodge, come in, get your ticket, we'll get you signed up, and then Yeah, then you're set. Make sure you bring that ticket with you, or you do not gain admittance that
day. Yeah, you're going to have that with you, everybody. And good to know. And we'll be sure to be talking this up and mentioning it in our show and everything, and making sure you get a good turnout for it. Tom, also wanted to mention something else fun coming up in fall. There's a fun fall vendor event that is on the horizon.
Yes, the Lady Elks, or the Elk Ladies, are having their major fundraiser the following weekend on Saturday from 10 until 2. There's a variety of craft vendors that will be there, Moe's egg rolls, a bunch of different things like Scent-A-See and Pampered Chef, Tupperware, all those sort of things will be there.
Cool.
It's a typical shop and sip event, so come down. We'll have some sandwiches that are available as well that the Lady Elks will be serving, and some desserts and things for an affordable price. So
very cool.
Excellent.
Very cool. We'll be talking that one up too, and great to hear about that. If people want to find out more about that, certainly you can check out your social media page, a Facebook page.
Yes, absolutely. That'll be on check out our Facebook page. It is out there on both the Elks page, my personal page, and a bunch of the ladies shared it out. Otherwise, we do have flyers up at the lodge as well, so feel free to stop in.
Make plans for that one, everybody, and support that event. Certainly support the Super Bingo event coming up. We want to have the Elks Lodge back, because they certainly have ours. Tom, before we let you go, I did want to touch on part of the reason behind all of this. Certainly, you mentioned the fundraising and all that. That fundraising is done to put back into the community. The Elks Lodge has done that for decades, and it's something that our local one does better than most at.
Yes, we absolutely do a lot of fundraising to put it back into the community. We just are in the process of distributing out a bunch of youth activity checks for a few different things that are happening. We gave away, or we're working on our 50-50 proceeds after we figure out what it is from this month. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing a donation to the Family Center. They're our charity this quarter. So we're doing a lot of different things in the community and trying to be active and show that we're there.
Mm-hmm. Being on the board over at the Family Center, I can tell you that every penny of that means the world to them over there and that team. And it means so much more than just dollars and cents, but backing and showing support and all of these things that can really grind on a nonprofit out there. And you guys do this every month and do a great job at that. And just don't think we get a chance to know that as much as I'd like to either, and appreciate the Elks Lodge for it.
Yes, and there's also check out a lot of things if you're a senior this year. Tons of scholarship opportunity out there.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Check out our website. Check out our page. Stop in. Don't be afraid to ask. Ask your guidance counselor. If they don't know, we have a lot of programs. I think there's 4 different scholarships we give away, or the opportunity to get a shot at those scholarships.
Yeah.
So it's big time. And we're not talking small amounts of money.
No. It's not just a great food and a great time going on at the Elks Lodge, but great things going on. And I encourage you to be a part of that. Maybe you don't have dollars and cents to. You heard Tom mention before that a lack of volunteers. We could always use volunteers over there at the Elks Lodge as well for these things.
Exactly.
Reach out to them through Facebook if you want to find out more about that, maybe. Or just stop on by. Stop on by at the Elks Lodge and get those tickets for the Super Bingo event coming up October 4th over there at the Elks Lodge at 430 West Jackson Street right here in Rapids. Keep in mind Wednesday bingo action over there. Make plans to head on over and enjoy yourself, everybody, especially as we get that place is always hopping on a Wednesday, but as it gets colder out, it just gets busier and busier over there. Appreciate you, Tom, and we'll be talking again real soon.
I appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you.
If people have follow-up questions, want to know more, is the best way to get in touch with you through the Facebook page? Or
Best way to get a hold of me is call us at the Lodge Line, which is 715-423-1930, or I do all the booking, so you can call 715-697-9221, and you'll get a hold of me one of those two ways.
I appreciate you, Tom. Thanks again for the time.
All right, thank you.
We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us. Big thank you to Tom for hanging out with us from our Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge. A lot of fun hanging out with him, of course. We encourage you to go ahead and head on over to the Elks Lodge, especially tonight. They got bingo. More on that a little bit later.
It's regular bingo, but the big one's coming up on Saturday.
We haven't had a good supergroup in a while. I don't know what the last supergroup was. I'm thinking of Audio Slave, but I'm sure there's others since. But yeah. Chris Cornell and the Rage Against the Machine guys getting together.
The last one I think is the Postal Service.
That
was pretty good. Supergroup. I don't know.
And that term, it gets kind of thrown around
a little bit. It does.
You've got the the Traveling Wilburys, where it's like four legends, like literal legends.
That's as supergroup as you're going to get.
Yeah. And then you've got maybe this one that might be stretching the bounds of what a supergroup is, or maybe not.
Okay.
We have a new one called Howl Owl Howl.
That's a great band name. I like that, I have to say.
Hopefully their music won't be as hard to listen to as it is to say that name.
It is hard to say it all.
And it probably, given that you've got Mike Mills from REM, mm-hmm. Black Crowes drummer Steve Gorman, and Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah.
And that is your supergroup. That is the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
They describe their sound as roots rock and an alternative flair. Their first single, My Cologne, will drop on Halloween, followed by a tour that will kick off in November in Indianapolis.
Wow, that's cool.
Darius, who has been doing country for years now, says, quote, "It feels great to be singing with a rock band again. It's like buddies getting together, but also getting to play with your idols."
Mm-hmm.
Now, I couldn't think of what brings REM, Black Crowes, and Hootie and the Blowfish together.
Mm-hmm.
South.
Right there. They're all from the South. Yeah.
I think they're actually all from Atlanta. I think they're all Atlanta people. I'm not 100% on that, but it definitely all Southerners.
Right. I think you're right, though, that there's two Georgians in there.
Georgia is what I meant to say.
Yeah, Georgia, right. Exactly. Yeah. Athens, and then I think the Black Crowes, are they from Georgia, too? I can't remember. Darius Rucker's from South Carolina, which is right there. Right. I mean, they're right next to each other.
I knew he wasn't from Georgia. I knew there was at least one.
I think they both came from the same scene, kind of that same college scene down there and that sort of thing. So that does make sense, actually, that they would get together.
It looks great, and it sounds great. I mean, this band, it sounds like they're going to sound pretty good together, mm-hmm. and everything looks good. They did a little bit of promotional photos, and the photos look like basically they took them in the 90s. And they're just, they're just standing there looking at the camera and everything, nothing mm-hmm. special. We have never figured out what to do with the album cover, like as far as like the promotional shot of the band. We've never really known what to do with this.
Right.
There's never been a great, great, great one. Like there's a couple that are okay. The Beatles, Hard Day's Night and the famous one of the four of them, facing the
Meet the Beatles or something
Meet the
like
Beatles,
that.
That's the one, yes. And then there's, of course, Abbey Road, which is a pretty famous one right there and stuff. But for the most part, it's always, okay, if there's three of you look at the camera and the lead singer look away.
Yeah,
like that's it. Like every
it's an arty shot.
I've had everything from students to agents get mad at me that most of my promotional photos, my mm-hmm. photos I put on social media, I have my face turned to the side.
Right.
I grew up in the 90s, man. That's all we did.
What do you expect, man?
Every album cover that came out in the 90s, no matter what the genre, the artist was never looking at the camera.
No.
That's what I'm going with. That's my excuse.
Hey, I'm with you, man.
It has nothing to do with the fact that I hate my nose. It has nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with it. I'm curious. Well, I'll be curious to hear how they sound.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to look forward to that. I'm very interested.
George Lucas's legacy is set. There is no really getting around that. I don't know much that'll change that, mm-hmm. really, especially when you look at not just his whole body of work.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars is certainly at number one, but look at American Graffiti and some of the other works that he's done.
Yeah.
The Indiana Jones movies that he was a part of and some
mm-hmm.
of that.
Mm-hmm.
But all that said, I don't know if I've ever heard anybody say that George Lucas is known for his dialogue.
No.
Or his great writing, necessarily.
Never, never.
And that may be an understatement. There is one line he wrote for Luke Skywalker in the original Star Wars that Mark Hamill just didn't want to say. And he is grateful to this day that it was cut out of the script.
Yes.
Luke and Han Solo are approaching the Death Star in the Millennium Falcon, but Han wants to turn around. And Luke says, quote, "But we can't turn back. Fear is the greatest defense." I doubt if the actual security there is any greater than it was on Attica or Sulset. And what there is most likely directed towards a large-scale assault. Now, why wouldn't an actor just yearn for those words? Mark says, quote, as a sentence, it makes sense, but to make it sound like an original thought that just occurred to me and deliver it in spontaneous way is really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard for me to say that sentence just in front of me.
Honestly, I have to give Mark Hamill is being kind here. It's the clunkiest sentence I have ever heard in my life. There's no spot. It's like you're trying to cram exposition in like one sentence, and it's like, no, it didn't work at all.
And George Lucas is certainly not the worst or the only one guilty of this, but I'll never understand writers. This happens more so in TV than anything, but I've even noticed it in a lot of theater, and especially when we look at in American classics, you know, nobody's going to deny this is incredible. This is incredible writing. This is an incredible play. But how often you see in a play where, oh, these people have 30 years of trauma, and then within one sentence, everything's okay. Right. Like, and you get it in TV every once in a while too. And that used to work at a certain point. I don't know why it did, but at a certain point, we just kind of accepted it. Modern audiences will not take that.
No,
they do not want that. There is so much being done with a pause nowadays, mm-hmm. of just trying to give a little bit of a breather between those things.
Yeah.
And I don't understand the writers that don't seem to get that.
Right.
They're humans too.
Yeah.
But it does lead me to remind people of the danger of AI and AI writing and AI acting and some of that. Because the biggest thing that is missing from that is that human element. And writers, whether you are a human writer or an AI writer, forgetting the human element, it's just not going to be good work.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's just, I mean, the producers who are just so ready to, you know, use AI, well, it's because they want to get rid of actors, because they don't have to pay them anymore. But
yeah,
but it's not going to work. It's not going to work. At least not what they have right now. It's certainly not going to work. No.
When it comes to that, the AI, it has so much to do with control.
100%.
This is something that business has tried to do forever, owning their employees, controlling their employees more and more. Yeah. And the entertainment industry just never shied away from it. They just were upfront about it. You know what? Cary Grant, we're going to sign you to a 5-picture deal or you don't work anywhere.
Yeah.
You're working with us or nobody.
Yeah, right.
They weren't even shy about blackballing actors back in the day.
Nope.
The writers, especially. Writers, it's even worse.
Yeah. Always been worse.
Look at what Disney did to animators.
Right. I mean, seriously.
This is not an opinion. This is fact.
Yes,
and it's right. No different today. They've just found different ways around it and ways to do it.
Yep.
And with the writer strike and the actor strike and the fact that they, quote, lost that, which I don't think they did. I don't think anybody lost or won. It was a negotiation.
Yeah,
those contracts are coming up. There's going to be a new one that needs to be signed very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And these producers out there and these people that run these companies, their big excuse is going to be AI. And if you think that if you don't care about that, okay, fine. Well, do you think that's where it's going to stop? Do you think they're going to find ways and try to find ways to incorporate this in everything, in sports? They're going to try to get rid of announcers.
Mm-hmm.
Your local favorite announcers, Bob Uecker, all these voices, they're going to try to replace them with the AI.
Mm-hmm.
They will try to do it in politics.
They're going to try to do it. Yeah, I mean,
do you think that this isn't going to approach politics? It's already in there.
Yeah.
It's already in there. It's half of these campaigns are being run by AIs.
Right. I mean, I just read an article yesterday about the number of lawyers, of attorneys, who have been reprimanded for lazily using AI, which, by the way, is making up like legal briefs that don't exist.
Yeah.
And then and so when people look at it and say, wait, this is not a thing. This is not, and we're finding more and more, and you're going to be hearing about this so much coming up.
And keep your eye keep your eye on the prize here, everybody, because AI is not the boogeyman. AI is just a tool.
Yep.
It's the people that are using it for these things.
And what are they using it for? Yep.
Focus on the real bad guy here.
Yeah,
it's not the AI's fault. AI is just AI. It's not choosing to do any of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's human beings choosing AI over human beings.
That's right.
Our own people choosing computers over us. We don't have to worry about computers taking over. We have to worry about the people running the computers taking things.
Boy, you said it perfectly right there. And it's all to save a dollar.
Yep.
And it's not, I mean, That's all it's for. That's all it's for.
I'm glad they saved a dollar on the editing floor with that line and didn't even film that.
Exactly.
They didn't even film that line. They just cut it right away. Like, yeah, no, we're not doing that.
He was smart enough for that, at least George, yes.
Wheel of Fortune had the biggest winner in their 43-season history last night.
Wow.
Contestant Christy Devergenik from Stamford, Connecticut, Stamford, Connecticut, won a cash prize of $1,035,155 and plus trips to Montana and Tokyo.
Whoa!
She's the fourth contestant in the show's history to earn the $1 million prize and the first since Ryan Seacrest took over as the host.
Wow!
Technically, she could be considered the fifth if you count Melissa Joan Hart, who won the celebrity one. Okay.
Right. Which is impressive, by the way.
Yeah,
anyway,
sure, I guess it's worth
it. I mean, you should, because she still won $1 million. I know she wasn't going to keep it, but yeah.
And we don't get to mention her very often anymore. You know?
Seriously, Sabrina.
Yeah, throw her name in there.
Always she's, a place in my heart for playing Sabrina. Yeah.
She's a good actor. I like her.
She is.
Christina's winning puzzle was Pack of Coyotes in the Living Things category.
Wait, is that where we're at with Wheel of Fortune now? Living Things category. Wow. Okay.
This is something that I don't know. And I granted, I haven't done a ton of work on this, but it's something that every couple of years I feel like has come up with game shows. Have we dumbed these down? Are they simpler now or harder now?
That's a great question.
I can't figure it out. I can't tell if they are harder or are easier now than they've ever been. Like, we got to dumb these down a little bit. Like, I don't know if they've done that or if they've gotten hard. I don't know.
Yeah. That'd be an interesting thing to see. Honestly, I don't think Jeopardy's gotten any easier.
Right.
That seems to be about as hard as it ever was. So,
it feels like
it. Yeah, it feels like it. Now, I don't have the data to back it up.
I'm not sure, though. Yeah.
Because just a vibe thing, yeah.
If I had to put a money on it, I would say that they've kind of lowered the bar a little bit. It doesn't feel like it's as tough as it used to be.
Right.
I also am a lot smarter than I was when I was younger. So it may be a little bit of that. Maybe just, you know.
It just seems that way, yeah.
Just gotten a little brighter over the years. Not much. Oh, not much. One of the things that we enjoy doing around here is, of course, our contests, our text to win contests, like the Go for the Green or Gold text to win multi-state contest going on right now. Here, we just got a couple more days of that. Your next keyword will be coming up at the top of the 11 o'clock hour. Be listening for that. Mm-hmm. And, of course, giving things away. We give away a lot of merch and that kind of stuff.
We love doing that.
And our great friends over at Savor the Arts right here in Wisconsin Rapids give us tickets every time they're in with us to give away to our audience.
Yes, we love to do that, too.
Boy, do we got a good pair today to give away. Experience the magic of Willie Nelson with Willie and Family Live. Thursday, October 9th, 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center right here in Rapids. Willie and Family Live, Michael Moore's tribute to Willie Nelson. This 90-minute show is a heartfelt homage to the legendary outlaw of country music.
Mm-hmm.
Willie and Family Live is more than just a tribute. It's an immersive experience that delves into the life and stories behind the songs.
Very cool.
The stage is set up with Willie stuff and everything. It's a really cool, interactive kind of
thing
going on. And they want you to dress up, grab your cowboy boots, get all in gear, and show up for
bring
this
your beat up guitar
one.
No, don't do that.
Yeah. Tickets are selling fast and may be purchased I just thought of something I'm not going to say. Tickets are selling fast and may be purchased by calling 715-424-2787 or stopping by at 1040 8th Street South right here in Rapids. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, you can get tickets 24/7 at SavorTheArts.com or call up right now, 715-424-2600. Give us your favorite Willie Nelson song.
Yes, and there's like thousands of them. So, you could just name a song that you know, seriously.
It also could be a song maybe he did not sing.
Yes,
that's an option.
There's a lot of those out there as well.
You call up, you give us that answer, and you get these two tickets to see the experience this awesome show. Mm-hmm. Willie Nelson, Willie and Family Live, Thursday, October 9th, 7:30, right here at the Performing Arts Center here in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. Be sure to find out more at SavorTheArts.com. And keep in mind, they got a whole season's worth of great shows coming
up. Yes, they do. Lots of good stuff. Ooh, very
Looking
exciting.
Looking forward to all of it. We'll take a quick time out, get to our news, sports, entertainment, and partner break. We'll come back with nothing but fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Wait a minute. It's October. I can't be playing September. Wait a second.
Hangover from September. You're fine.
I like the idea of like Earth, Wind, and Fire. Like they, their record company is like, you had a big hit with this one. You got to do every month now.
Right?
Do you remember marching at the same? It just doesn't say that March doesn't hit the same.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. No.
We Seth and James here with you. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. A couple of quick hits here, and then we'll get to our final segment. But I wanted to get into a couple of these stories. The Yogi Berra Museum and Learning Center in New Jersey, which is a thing that I think a lot of people are just now learning about.
I did not know.
It's a very cool place. If you get a chance, I encourage you to look up. They got a great website, a lot of interesting things. And it's the Yogi Berra Museum mm-hmm. and Learning Center. Think of what I
Seriously,
just said there.
Yeah.
Yogi Berra and Learning Center. It's very cool. It's a very unique and very cool place. And it just got cooler. This place in New Jersey gathered 2,358 people to play catch and break a Guinness World Record.
Hey.
The Sunday event at the Yogi Berra Stadium in Little Falls officially broke the record for the largest game of catch, with 2,358 people splitting off into pairs to throw baseballs back and forth. And I'm just going to...
Oh, man.
I'm going to try to show a little bit of this, but yep. This is one of those ones I really would have loved to have been a part of. Wow, I didn't know my volume was on. Didn't know that was on.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
But... So they're at a soccer field or a baseball field.
Mm-hmm.
I like the little kid he's throwing under his leg back to his
purse. I love it. There's like all different kinds of people here, all ages. That is so cool.
And it actually does not look that crazy. Like I thought this would be insane to try to navigate or you know, people getting hit with ball. Yeah, nothing.
No, that's amazing. What a cool story, man.
I don't know if there's ever been a Guinness record that I wanted to be a part of more than that one.
Seriously, it looked like they were having fun. Yeah. They had music playing, and yeah, oh my gosh, it was great.
There was a lot of Yogi Berra fans there, a lot of people wearing Yankee jerseys. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Can only imagine the amount of quotes that were going on of that. Guinness World Record adjudicator Michael Empiric said that there were very few disqualifications during the attempt.
Okay.
Quote, there were some phone violations, and also there were some rolling of the ball. When we say catch, we want people to actually play catch best of their ability.
Yeah, throw it.
But for the most part, and certainly enough, people did it to where they were able to break this record.
That's so cool.
It's a really cool moment. And able to do it while bringing a lot of attention to the learning center and helping out with that.
I mean, all the way around, it's like, forget about the world record. That just looked like a really cool event just to be part of.
I can only imagine that he is sitting there playing catcher up in heaven and
smiling
at that. The quote machine, maybe the mm-hmm. greatest quote machine of all time. We made too many wrong mistakes. It's one of my favorites. Yeah, it ain't over till it's over, of course.
Of course, yeah.
When you come to a fork in the road, take it.
Yep.
The future ain't what it used to be.
Well, and you know, the problem with some of these are that some of the sports writers like wrote them in for him that he didn't actually say, he had a great answer for that one too. He said, I haven't said half the things I've said. That's how he responded to that. And that is a true quote.
And always go to other people's funerals. Otherwise, they will not come to yours.
Yeah.
It's a good line. It's a good point. It's a good note by him. Yeah. It's so many great lines.
And smart, way smarter than he was given credit for. One of my favorite things about him is that when he was a young man coming up, he would read comic books in the clubhouse, and the other players would make fun of him for that, you know, considered a child, you know, pastime, that kind of thing. And when someone asked him about it, he's like, yeah, it's a funny thing. What they don't tell you is that why every time I put one down, someone else picks it up. Mm-hmm.
So Yogi, I have said this before about acting, but some of the better or smarter actors you've ever seen are the only ones that can really play silly or dumb or what have you. Yogi Berra got into that clubhouse and realized right away what that team didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the comic relief. They didn't have somebody who could lead in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yogi Berra was one of the better leaders in sports history.
Yeah.
And nobody will ever give him enough credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
But look at those teams that he was on mm-hmm. and the personalities.
Some
on
of the
that
greatest
team.
Teams in baseball history. Yeah.
How many jokers you see on those teams? How many people did you even see took life lightly on those teams?
He had Billy Martin on those teams. Took everything seriously.
Yogi Berra, and I give my dad and my papa credit for this. I didn't see this as a young man and everything, but when sports announcers would joke about Yogi Berra and kind of dumb him down a little mm-hmm. bit, my papa would always be the quick to say, that's one of the smartest catchers in history.
Yep.
Not one of the best catchers in history, one of the smartest catchers in history. Mm-hmm.
And also one of the best.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the greatest of all time, sure, yeah.
If baseball lasts 500 years, people will still be saying greatest catchers of all time and putting Yogi Berra in that list.
Yogi will be in that list.
And we go to your old old stomping grounds for this next story, Seth. Authorities in northern Minnesota County are warning residents to be on the lookout for an unusual escape pet, a bobcat.
Oh.
A Roseau County Sheriff's Office said on social media that the State Department of Natural Resources received a report Thursday that a bobcat had escaped from its owner's War Road.
Oh, that's way north. Oh, my God. That's on the border.
Quote, if you see the animal, do not approach it and call the Minnesota DNR or the county sheriff. Bobcats are categorized as regulated animals in Minnesota and are not allowed to be kept except in the cases of excreted zoos. Wildlife sanctuaries and individuals with state issued permits.
Okay.
It was unclear whether that was the case.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, and we got in northern Minnesota, there are bobcats. There's lynx, which is, you know, why we have a basketball team named after them. I don't care who you are. One of the most terrifying things I have ever heard in my life is being waken up in the middle of the night by the cry of a lynx. It is freaky.
I gotta look that up.
Because it almost sounds human. And it's just,
I gotta look that up.
If you can find out the sound, hear the sound of the cry of a lynx, it is terrifying. Oh my God. Especially waking up to it.
I can't imagine. One of the things that I enjoy about winter is, as I've gotten older, is that there's a different type of quiet in winter that exists. My uncle is from that up north, in that up Minnesota north area, and has told me many times that there's no type of silence that there is, like in that upper northern Minnesota silence. And I can only imagine that silence accompanied with that sound.
Sound carries when it's that quiet, too. It really carries.
That is wild. Mm-hmm. Also, stop keeping these animals as pets.
They're not pets.
Just stop. Look, get a personality. I'm gonna do this, and I've been holding this back for years. But every time, it goes back to the Tiger King guy.
Yeah,
Name me the person that has an exotic pet that has a personality. None of them do.
No,
none of them do. They're all doing this because they can't grow a personality. Get a hobby. Find something to like.
Something else. I mean, seriously, without involving a living thing.
It's not the animal's fault that you can't get a personality, man.
You have no friends.
Get a friend. Do something. Pick up a hobby. And leave these animals alone.
Leave them alone. Come on.
Siegfried and Roy had their animal turn on them.
Yes.
What do you think these animals are going to do eventually?
They're still wild animals. That never changes. I don't care how domesticated they are.
And it is not the animal's fault. The animal's going to pay the price, but it's not the animal's fault.
No.
Get a hobby, get a personality, find a friend.
Leave the animals alone.
Stop having exotic pets.
You want an exotic pet? Get a goldfish that's really colorful.
And on top of that, maybe even more than that, quit allowing this to our lawmakers out there. It's a little bit, I can't get mad at an animal for being an animal. I almost can't get mad at a human being for being dumb sometimes.
Stupid animals.
It's all we are sometimes. And so, of course we're going to do these things. That's why we have laws, to keep us from doing dumb things. Quit it.
That's why.
Stop it.
That's why we do it, people. You know why we have those laws? Because one person did that stupid thing, and they're like, well, that was stupid and dangerous. We should not do that anymore.
We don't need to. This is one of those things I feel like we learned a long time ago. Hey, there are certain animals. Don't
mess with
pets.
Them. Don't mess with them.
Let them be.
James
let them be.
wants a penguin. Yep. He's not going to have a penguin. He's not going to do it.
I know how that turns out.
Yeah.
Penguin takes over. Penguin's going to run the house.
Sharp beak. Yep. Sharp beaks
I'm
on
not,
those.
I know how this works. I'm not messing with that. We do want you to mess around and get over to the WFHR website. Sign up for that newsletter. We got a new edition coming out for you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to our news team working so hard on that one. We appreciate you all so very much. And while you're over at WFHR.com signing up for the newsletter, submit your recipe.
Yeah.
Don't be like my mom and constantly every day talking to me about deciding between these two recipes that she cannot decide between.
Do both.
Just submit them both, Mom.
Submit them both.
Submit That's them easy. Both. Yeah. She's afraid of submitting them both. Just submit them both. Please get over there, sign up for that newsletter, and of course, submit your recipe.
Yep.
And keep in mind, we understand that some of these recipes are older. Maybe they're on an old card.
Index card or something,
Or maybe they just are that close to your heart, and you know, we understand that. We respect that, and we just are looking for you to share these with our community. We will get you a cookbook if your old recipe is submitted.
Yep, we'll get you one for free.
Into the book and everything.
That's right.
And I don't know, I've had a number of listeners ask me if we have have a cutoff date for this yet. I don't know that we necessarily have a cutoff date, but I would say it's going to be real soon here.
It'll be in October sometime, sure, because we're going to have to start getting this stuff ready. So
we really do need you to submit those recipes now. If you're going to do it, everybody, please get on over there and do so and help us celebrate 85 years here in Wisconsin Rapids, 85 years supporting local, 85 years of doing real journalism, of real broadcasting.
Yep.
We encourage you to support local, support us while we support you, and get you a good cookbook.
Yes, at the same time. It's all good.
And if I could just get in real quick, tonight we are getting together, the cast and I, of On Golden Pond. We have our read-through tonight. That's where the cast will get together and just sit around in a circle, kind of going through their lines to make sure everybody's got that down.
Just to make sure you're fresh in the memory.
As the director and needing some power, in my last opportunity to wield that power, I'm going to, as they're doing their lines, I'm going to throw accents at them that they have to do the accent, that line in that accent.
It's called the sandwich rehearsal, because it's between the two, you know, performance weekends kind of thing. And it can get silly sometimes.
It can get quite silly.
I'll just put that out there.
I will have them do their characters as pirates. In all seriousness, we'll get together, we'll do this, and then tomorrow it begins the final three shows. Mm-hmm. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you will have shows. Thursday, Friday, 7 o'clock shows. 2 o'clock matinee will wrap everything up. Support local theater. Mm-hmm. Support what is going on here. This is a special play, a special team mm-hmm. that has put this together.
Yeah.
This cast, this crew, I am so dang proud of them. Support and get this show in and enjoy yourself. It is a funny, heartfelt, wonderful show that you are mm-hmm. going to enjoy and leave laughing and possibly a tear or two in your eye.
Maybe moved a little bit as well.
It's a good one. Really proud of this one. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org. Everybody get on over there, wrctheater.org. And while you're there, maybe check out the other shows coming up. Maybe you want to audition. Maybe you want other tickets. Go and get them. WRCtheater.org. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you. Going to take you to the top of the hour. You got nothing but great civic media programming coming up for you, along with those keywords for the Go for the Green or Gold text to win multi-state contest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get that civic media app ready to go. Coming up very shortly.
Thank you to Rapids Transmission. Your next word will be coming up in the top of the 11 o'clock hour. Be listening in the 1, 3, 5, and 7 as well for mm-hmm. that opportunity to win, baby. Keep on listening for that. Thank you, everybody who has already played along.
Yes, 100%.
Also got a bunch of other great things lined up for you today. We'll get another Rapids report all set and ready to go. We're looking forward to. We're going to spend time today with our Wood County Sheriff's Department. Mm-hmm. Sheriff Sean Becker will be with us. Always good hanging out with Sean. Got a couple of topics I want to ask him about, including a popular TV show that filmed in the area recently.
Oh, that's right. I'd forgotten about
that. Got to ask him about that and why he didn't help me get add to my IMDb page. And let me ask the hard questions today. Along with our great friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, we'll be here to record with that. Big shout out to Crockett Septic sponsoring Rapids Report. Big mm-hmm. thank you to them. Great, great, great friends over at Crockett Septic. Also, a little bit later today on our sister station, we got Playmakers. We speak sport. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, we get to open up the phone lines for an hour to your sports takes and feelings. Join sports director Michael Comer and I today. We're going to be talking football, high school, college, pros. Get into a little bit of other things as well. Looking forward to that all coming up today, 4 to 5 on 105.5 WIRI. And right here at WFHR at 7:05, the Luke Fickell Show. Coach got a lot to answer to.
Convince us how to keep your job, Luke Fickell. Basically is where he's at right now.
Spend the entire hour doing that. I'm curious to see what he has to say there. Join us for that at 7:05 here at WFHR. Your home for Wisconsin Badger sports all fall and winter long. Mm-hmm. And other great things going on tonight, Seth.
Oh, man. We got, of course, bingo. It's bingo Wednesday, everyone. We talked with the Elks Lodge a little bit earlier today in the show. Big shout out to them. And they have their regular bingo game tonight from 5, starting at 5, going until 6:30. And don't forget, they have their big super bingo coming up on Saturday, everyone. So while you're there tonight, you can also pick up your ticket for that, because you need a ticket to get into the Super Bingo on Saturday. Coming up tomorrow, we have the next of the McMillan Concert Series at 7 o'clock. It's free, as it always is, at the Fine Arts Center at the McMillan Memorial Library. Medusa will be playing tomorrow. That's the name of the group, which is really cool. I would check out their web, the library's website for this. They have more information about that. Mm-hmm. Or even check out our community calendar on WFHR.com because we have more information there. This group of four ladies play a lot of different stringed instruments, and they have a really interesting sound. Check them out, everyone. Yeah. It's going to be really cool. That's at 7 o'clock tonight at the McMillan Library in the Fine Arts Center. Coming up on Sunday, everyone, we have trivia for you. This is put on by Grace, the Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism group, and this is for free. Get your party of six, up to six people, ready for some trivia. It's going to be food there, of course, as well at Two Doors Down Brewing in downtown Wisconsin Rapids, right off of Grand Avenue there. Silent auction as well, and a free will offering will be accepted, and all of that money will be going to help pay off debt of local students, food service debt that they may have accumulated over the years, and that's to help them get that debt settled, and they don't have to worry about it anymore, especially if they're seniors, so they can go ahead and walk in their graduation ceremony.
Yeah, yeah.
The community book sale is on the way, everyone. Coming up next week, the 9th and the 10th, that's Thursday and Friday, 8:30 to 6. And then the bag sale on Saturday from 8:30 to 1, $2 for a bag, or whatever you put in there. 100% of the profits go to Mid-State Technical College scholarships. There's going to be free baked goods and coffee while you browse everything that's there. Most books are only about a dollar or so. And it's all happening at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. Can come check that one out. And finally, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Of course, you're going to go there this weekend to see On Golden Pond. But coming up on October 11th at 2 o'clock, it's the Golden Anniversary Variety Show. Yeah. There's going to be so much great community participation in this. Head on over there and enjoy the show, everyone. It's going to be fantastic. I think they've got all the people they need. There's also going to be light hors d'oeuvres and a reception afterwards. And it's a great way to celebrate 50 years of great community theater.
Buy local and support local. Support the arts, everybody. And support all those great causes Seth was talking about. And another great one going on with our good friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties over at Noodles & Company.
Mm-hmm.
Giving back never tasted so good. Head on over to Noodles & Company today between 4 and 8. And 25% of the proceeds of qualifying sales will go directly to the United Way of Southwood and Adams
Counties. Very cool.
Helping them continue to do the great work that they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you haven't been to Noodles & Company yet. Here's a perfect opportunity. Get on over there.
Good stuff there. Ooh, good food.
Oh, I like their stuff over there.
Mm-hmm.
Get on over there and try something bolder than the noodles and butter that I have every time I'm there. Be bolder than me.
Dude, that's what my 11-year-old gets. Come on,
yeah,
man.
I need to grow up. I really do.
And the chicken parm's pretty good. I like their chicken
that
parm.
I've heard is really good. I love chicken parm. United Way of Southwood and the Ames Counties, along with our good friends at Noodles & Company, teaming up here in Wisconsin Rapids. And keep in mind that this is only at the Wisconsin Rapids Noodles & Company. Again, 4 to 8, 25% of the proceeds going right back into this community.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin Rapids line dance lessons are going on from 7 to 8:30 today at the Hotel Mead.
Yeah.
Check that out and learn more by going to WisconsinCSD.com. WisconsinCSD.com. Check that out. I love to learn any type of dance.
Mm.
I like dancing.
And yeah, so right, exactly.
That. I would take that. That sounds like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Head on over to join our friends over at the Hotel Mead at 451 East Grand Avenue right here in Rapids for Wisconsin Rapids line dance lessons 7 to 8:30 tonight.
Okay.
Check that out. It should be fun. Going to be a lot of stomping going on over there tonight. Be listening for that.
We'll hear it all the way over across town.
An American just won one of the biggest cheese competitions in the world for the first time. Amelia de Alberto is a cheese expert who studied at the Philly Cheese School.
That's a thing? Wow,
yeah,
that's cool.
We're learning a lot in this.
Yeah, we are.
She competed at the Cheesemonger Olympics in France last month. It included a written test, blind cheese tasting, a cheese sculpting event, and one where competitors had to cut the cheese, the perfect slice.
Wow.
She is the first American to win.
Wow. How cool is that? That's by the awesome. Way, that's a lot of different, really different events in that.
Yeah.
That's... I'm going to look that up. I got to find out more about this cheesemonger thing. That's really cool.
I would think here in Wisconsin, this would be a very, we should know about this.
Well, yeah,
already.
What's
I'm
wrong
little,
here?
I'm a little mad at us.
Why are we not involved in this more?
We got to send some competitors over
there.
Yeah,
no kidding.
We got to get involved in this, everybody. Mm-hmm. The Cheesemonger Olympics in France. Bookmark that for next year.
Sounds like fun.
Look out at that. Also, I just... every once in a while, there's an example of how much of a homer I am that I have never heard of this competition before. But as soon as I see that an American won it, I cannot wait to talk about
it. That's historic, though. That's the first American to win it. That's really cool.
USA, USA. A new mom in Florida is going viral after she won a Mortal Kombat tournament with a newborn baby on her lap. She's a 3D artist who goes by the name of Legion, and she won while with this child on her new baby on her lap.
Man,
and
moms can do anything.
They
can do
moms anything. Are amazing. Moms amazing. Are awesome. Yeah. And this mom is, get over here. Like, she's got so many different lines with this baby.
There was a baby thing code. You could actually turn the opponent into a baby kind of thing. Man, yeah. I wonder if she did that.
That'd be perfect. Great show today, man.
You too.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.